From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is under intense pressure to stick with the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. Comments made, including British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson.
We think that it's a valuable agreement. We think it's one of the great achievements of collective diplomacy over the last couple of decades. We accept that Iranian behavior has been disruptive in the region. We accept that the president has some valid points that need to be addressed, but we believe they are capable of being addressed, and we hope the deal will be preserved.
One of the deal's chief proponents, French President Emmanuel Macron, is on a state visit to the U.S. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will follow him, meeting with Mr. Trump at the White House Friday, and has also expected him to urge to back the deal. The president has called the three-year-old agreement flawed. A decision he has to make by May 12 will be to reimpose sanctions on Iran. Among his objections, Tehran's ballistic missile program, international inspections, and the agreement's so-called sunset provision. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, at a New York foreign policy meeting, talked about the need for dialogue.
That is why we have suggested in a number of op-eds that I've written, as well as in other presentations, a regional dialogue forum.
In a Monday tweet, Mr. Zarif warned, it's all or nothing. Former Malawian President Joyce Banda is expected to return to the country Saturday after 3 years of self-imposed exile amid corruption allegations. The scandal surrounding her administration came to be known as Cashgate, in which senior officials siphoned millions from state coffers. It prompted a cutoff of foreign aid. Ms. Banda lost a re-election bid in 2014 to incumbent Peter Mutharika. This is VOA News. In Toronto, a driver behind the wheel of a white Ryder rental truck plowed into pedestrians on a crowded street Monday, killing 10, injuring 15. Police now have identified the driver as 25-year-old Alec Minassian, who reportedly has no militant ties. Police have a suspect in custody. The city police chief said it appears to have been a deliberate attack. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un visited the Chinese embassy in Pyongyang to express sympathy over Sunday's bus accident that killed more than 30 Chinese tourists. He is quoted as saying the accident brought bitter sorrow to his heart. At the Pentagon, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis expressed optimism on the prospect of U.S.-North Korean talks leading to denuclearization.
Right now, I think there's a lot of reasons for optimism that the negotiations will be fruitful, and we'll see.
But the White House said Pyongyang won't get any sanctions relief until it takes concrete action to give up its nuclear weapons. Saturday, the North pledged to forego further missile and nuclear testing and close a testing facility. The Syrian army continued bombing in Islamic State enclave south of Damascus Monday. The assault followed recapture of the rebel-held eastern Ghouta region early this month. Hundreds of IS fighters are believed to be holed up in the town of Hajar Aswad and Yarmouk. Houthi rebels in Yemen Monday acknowledged that their political leader was killed last week in a Saudi-led coalition airstrike on the port city Hodeida. Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi said it is with great sadness he announced that Saleh al-Samad was martyred last Thursday, vowing revenge. The UN, meantime, condemned an airstrike on a wedding party Sunday that killed at least 20 people. The U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee narrowly recommended advancing the nomination of Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo to the full Senate for confirmation as the next Secretary of State. The vote was strictly along party lines, 11 to 10. It's a boy for the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Kate, the wife of Britain's Prince William, gave birth Monday to their third child, a boy weighing 3.8 kilograms. Hundreds, including John Loughery, gathered outside the hospital.
Ever so pleased. The Duchess of Cambridge came out in red, a beautiful for St. George's Day. Her baby boy is the first royal baby in history to be born on St. George's Day. The Duchess of Cambridge will never forget this, and I hope they call it George in the middle name.
The new addition to the British royal family is fifth in line to the British throne. The UN cultural agency UNESCO, the United Arab Emirates, and Iraq have all signed an agreement to finance the reconstruction of a landmark mosque in Mosul, blown up by Islamic State last year. The Grand Nuri Mosque dates to the 12th century and is famous for a leaning minaret. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.